This is CliffCentral.com.
Here are 5 minutes of very quick info, probably even shorter than 5 minutes, to help you sort out your plants at home. You know, we're doing this thing with Lifestyle Home and Garden, and they have a terrific place on the corner of, what's the street? Beyersnodia and Eisterhout.
Thank you.
That's right. I see you struggling.
I feel like that's all
that's
it's
his
quiz
nickname
every Friday.
In certain Afrikaans towns. Eisterhout.
So
I'm not going down
this road. Some practical tools to help you know how much and when to water your plants, indoor and outdoor. Not all plants have the same watering needs. Many plants can be rescued and a lot of water can be saved by sticking to a few basic guidelines. You want to know what they are?
Love to.
All right. First and foremost, before we look at guidelines, we have to make sure our basis, i.e. the garden soil or potting soil, is rich in organic matter and porous. Now, this sounds like a lecture, but let me help you here. Because people buy these things. You take them home, they sit there for a couple of days, and then they're dead. And you wonder why, and you end up spending a fortune because every couple of weeks you're buying a new one. Do I sound like I've experienced this? I have.
You see, I can see actual trauma.
Yeah. The soil must allow water to drain from the surface to deep down where the roots can access it, yet it must also be capable of retaining some of that moisture and releasing it to the plant when needed. So in other words, make sure you're using the right soil. Early morning watering is always more beneficial in a garden. In summer, it gives the leaves a chance to dry off before the sun becomes very hot, and that obviously will prevent leaf burn, which you don't want. In winter, early morning watering is preferable to dissolve frost in the beds and allow the soil to dry out a bit before the cold night sets in. It's also better to water less often, but more deeply. Instead of watering a little bit every day, let the surface of your plant dry out slightly and then water thoroughly and deeply on a weekly basis. So this will stimulate the plants to go in search of water, thus developing a deeper and stronger root system. This applies to indoor and outdoor plants. You can water gently and gradually allow the water to penetrate the soil. If it's applied faster than the soil can absorb it, it'll run off the surface and go to waste, which will be stupid. That also applies to indoor and outdoor plants. So you need to know your plants in the garden, which group plants with similar watering needs are together, and that'll help you obviously to save too. So there are some kinds of plants that need a lot of water and some that need a little bit. Always remember, plants in containers need more water than those that are in the garden or in the beds, so keep a closer eye on the ones in pots. Now, when you're in doubt with your indoor plants, we recommend doing a finger test, okay?
Ooh.
This is not dirty, this is very helpful.
Okay.
So here's the finger test. Push your finger or a wooden stick about 2 centimeters into the soil surrounding the plant. If the soil is dry to the touch and no soil remains on your finger or the stick after removing it, then your plant probably needs water. If you push your finger or stick into the soil and it feels moist and the wet soil remains in your finger or the stick after removing it from the soil, then your plant does not need to
be
watered
well.
Yet.
That's always a good sign when you stick your finger in and it's moist.
Yes, it's a good
That's
sign.
That's usually a positive.
Right. So next week we'll talk a little bit about citrus plants and how to care for and grow your own citrus successfully. Don't forget, go and check in with Lifestyle and Lifestyle Home Garden, because it's a Friday. That's always a good day to go and get yourself sorted out, garden and home-wise.
And if you are there and you see Gord, just be nervous.
Yeah, because he's probably checking for moisture.
Or being very disappointed, depending on how it's gone.
This is CliffCentral.com.